Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Headlines. Citizenship by Investment Program Rules, updated for AG real estate investors. Harvey Law Corporation has published a 2026 guide covering eligibility rules and the legal structure of Antigua and Barbuda's Citizenship by Investment Program as it applies to real estate. Real estate professionals in AG need clarity on program requirements to properly advise international clients purchasing qualifying properties. Review the full eligibility framework at htfharvierharveylawcorporation.com and tantiguanbarbuda-realestate. Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Headlines. Development permit now mandatory for all land development in AG. Antigua and Barbuda requires a valid development permit issued under the law before any land development can begin, regardless of other approvals held. Real estate professionals in AG must ensure clients obtain proper development permits before commencing any building, subdivision, or commercial project to avoid legal complications. Verify permit status early in your transaction process. Full details at the source link. Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Headlines. Seller's Guide. Launched for AG real estate market. Antigua Estates has published a seller's guide to assist property owners preparing to list their real estate. AG real estate professionals can direct prospective sellers to this resource to streamline the listing process and improve client readiness. Review the guide at https://www.antiguaestates.com/sellers-submit/ to understand what sellers are being advised before they approach the market. Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Headlines. Compete Caribbean Partnership Facility boosts Antigua's economic sectors. Compete Caribbean supports economic development and private sector growth in Antigua through tailored projects that help local businesses boost productivity, adopt innovative practices, and improve competitiveness in sectors like tourism and technology. Stronger tourism and technology sectors in Antigua drive demand for commercial and residential real estate as businesses expand and workforce needs grow. Learn how Compete Caribbean's initiatives in Antigua may shape local market conditions. www.competecaribbean.org/projects/Antigua-Barbuda. Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Updates. Antigua and Barbuda Land Registry, central hub for AG land records, now listed on Dadley Directory. The Land Registry Department serves as the official repository for all land records in Antigua and Barbuda, receiving and processing all documents and applications related to land transactions. Real estate professionals in AG rely on the Land Registry to verify titles, record conveyances, and ensure clean transactions for listing. To quickly access Land Registry contact details, https://dadleydirectory.com/atbizdir/land-registry/. Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Updates. AG Citizenship by Investment Program updates approved development projects list. The Citizenship by Investment Program maintains a list of approved real estate development projects that qualify investors for citizenship. Real estate professionals in AG should monitor this approved projects list to identify which developments they can market to CIP applicants seeking qualifying investments. Review the current approved development projects at https://cp.gov.ae/investment-options/real-estate/approved-development-projects/ to ensure your portfolio aligns with program requirements. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of AG cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture. often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded, the most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.